Interlude, A Moment with Irving Cohen. Irving Cohen was invented for SCTV. Born of necessity when two of the show's writers, Paul Flaherty and Dick Blasucci, asked me to create an old Jewish songwriter character for a sketch they were writing. Paul is the brother of my friend and SCTV castmate Joe Flaherty. One of Joe's recurring SCTV bits was the Sammy Maudlin Show, in which he played the titular star of a cheesy, clubby talk show. In this new sketch, Sammy's Ed McMahon-like sidekick, William B. Williams, John Candy, had left Sammy's show to launch his own, The William B. Show. My character was meant to be the kind of depressing third-tier guest to which lesser talk shows such as William B.'s must resort to fill their airtime. A lot of people think that Irving Cohen is based on the prolific Tin Pan Alley great Irving Berlin, because both Irvings are notoriously prolific. But this is wrong on two counts. One, Irving Berlin actually wrote good songs. And two, Irving Cohen was largely inspired by Sophie Tucker, a veteran singer and former vaudeville entertainer who made frequent appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show when I was a kid in the early 1960s. She had a deep, mannish voice and seemed ancient. She was actually in her 70s. And whenever she came on, she'd start in with a declaration along the lines of, "You know, Ed, in the old days, they had a little thing they called vaudeville." One afternoon, I was idly watching the movie Broadway Melody of 1938 on TV, and there was Sophie standing beside a young Judy Garland telling her, "You know, in the old days..." Jesus, I thought, even then she was talking that way. She must have had like 1 year when she was current. At any rate, when Paul and Dick told me they wanted this old Jewish trooper, I knew precisely which influences and references to draw upon and exactly how Irving would present himself. Shriveled, irritable, smoking a huge cigar, and moving gingerly out onto the stage at a rate of about 3 inches a minute. Paul and Dick, not to mention Joe and John, seemed stunned by how fully I inhabited Irving right from the outset. I've been dragging him out on stage very, very slowly ever since. Irving Cohen. "You know, in the old days, they had a little thing that they used to call a vaudeville. And it was a chance for the kids to..."